This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Welcome to What's New. My name is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of USISV Dynamics Evangelist team. Today, I have Jason Robert with me. Hi, Jason.
Hello, Sanjay.
Please introduce yourself and tell about your role and your organization.
Sure. I'm Jason Roberts, and I'm the Chief Technology Officer for Campus Management Corp. We are a software ISV that serves higher education throughout the United States and Canada. We have approximately 1,100 customers, and we offer a solution that really solves the student life cycle end to end.
Thank you. 5 months ago when I engaged with you and your team while exploring Microsoft Dynamics CRM platform, one of the key questions came up from you was, Sanjay, we are in the process of buy, build, and partner. Help us in making the decision process smoother. So would like to learn from your experience in the last 5 months, especially considering that you recently decided to adopt the platform. Walk us through the decision-making process and what was the challenges and aha moments you got.
Sure. Well, first of all, we sought to strengthen our CRM offering within our platform, and we looked at the market and some of the new entrants of who were showing up at some of the opportunities that we were competing with, and we found that customers really did want a standalone CRM, but they wanted it to be deeply integrated with our student information system. So when we start to evaluate technology and thought about expanding our own solution or bolting something on, we were naturally drawn to the CRM, the Dynamics CRM platform, because it is in the same platform stack that we develop in. We are a Microsoft ISV, have been for a very long time, and thought that our developers would embrace that. We further thought about the implications of roadmap, and really the three things that we evaluated were current functionality of the platform, the roadmap of the platform, and whether we ourselves as campus management could compete with that type of roadmap over time, and three, really the integration capabilities. So we embarked on a proof of concept with your team to ensure that the integration was possible, and our team was actually a little bit hesitant at the beginning. Developers like to build things, so we thought this was a good approach to convincing some of the technical folk within the organization to evaluate this as a development platform, and some of our senior developers actually came back to the table saying, wow, this is, I've done work in 2 days that used to take me 2 weeks on this platform. So it's a very compelling argument for us to really harness the power of the platform and really share that vision of the roadmap going forward, not letting ourselves become irrelevant over time, but also to bring to the table the vertical knowledge that we have for higher education within that platform.
So that's a very good comment you made about your chief architect. Actually, I was on the call with him as well. What would have transpired your team in terms of gaining the mind share of towards this platform?
Well, I think the first key is to get their hands on the technology, and you know, we can talk about products. I like to use metaphors like using power tools versus hand tools, and I really view this platform as power tools for developers as opposed to hand tools, where they're used to owning the compiler, and the compiler meaning power. We showed them that in this case they actually still have the power, they still have the capability to control the platform, and to bring the value, which is their vertical expertise in our market, to bear on the product much quicker. And not have to worry about some of the kind of detailed plumbing and wiring that would otherwise be necessary if we started from the ground up. So, you know, again, the very robust capabilities of the platform as it is today, combined with that roadmap, they started to see that they were going to have to work some really late hours for many, many years to stay relevant in a competitive landscape where this product's going to move away from them over time.
One of the things you discussed with me about your aggressive schedule plan you have for the whole company and to meet your customer needs. Adopting this platform, how does that help you in that stressful mode where you constantly need to release?
Well, we are constantly releasing software, and when we release software, we have to test a lot of different integration points. And in fact, that was one of our concerns So this would be another thing that might impede our release cycle, but we were able to prove through the integration techniques that we're using XML and messaging services, that that was not going to complicate our release process. But in fact, the development would be shortened so much that we're going to be able to get to market probably about 6 months ahead of the time that we originally thought that we would be able to if we developed this in-house.
In terms of the team, I noticed in one of the earlier discussion you mentioned about not only the technical team or the product management or program management, now you're able to pull in your customer support, your help desk, your training people. So it looks like you are able to orchestrate the whole crew. How's that experience gelling, especially when you are embarking on development now?
Well, we have launched new features many times over the years, but we haven't launched new products that frequently. We have some experience with this, and one of the things that's very top of mind for us is engaging the entire organization, because just developing a product doesn't make us able to deliver it to our customers. We have to be able to implement that product, and we have to be able to support that product long term. So we bring those people to the table early, so they understand the decisions that are being made and aren't asking questions 6 months later, you know, why do we have something new to learn when they could be on board from the beginning.
In terms of your prospects or customers, have you tried to reach or have you learned any kind of feedback from your prospect or customer on your decision to adopt this platform?
Yes, in fact, we have an early adopters program, actually a product steering committee that we formed over a year ago to help us through this process of gathering their requirements to understand what exactly it was that we were even trying to bring to market. The good news is we have very collaborative customers who are very outspoken when it comes to their needs. They know what they want, and they were able to help us develop those requirements very efficiently. We were able to compare that to the list of features and capabilities within different platforms and come up with a pretty clear decision one way or the other in terms of how we could get there quickly. And we certainly have a couple customers who are predisposed to this type of decision because they've done some of their homework themselves. So to be able to partner with the strength of somebody like Microsoft and the Dynamics name certainly adds credibility to our brand as well. And the customers recognize that, and they're very engaged in the process. And they'll actually be, you know, the fact that we have 10 customers lined up now to oversee the development and then be the early adopters, we think this is very high likelihood of success.
Well, that's a very good experience, and again, thank you for sharing your experience with us and the Dynamics community in general. What would you recommend for other ISVs who are in the similar shoe in terms of making that decision? What would you recommend them?
Well, first, of course, if you're in an ISV program, to work with whoever your partner manager is to get connected with the proper Microsoft resources, both online and on the telephone. I think other ISVs have proven helpful to us. You brought us a partner in this process that was very useful. So, you know, be open to different options in terms of how you gain information. Just do your homework, and you know, the platform is pretty easy and self-explanatory, so it doesn't take rocket science to get started. Then you'll know where to go once you get your hands wet.
Great. Thank you, Jason. For more additional information, we have a site called www.innovateon.com. You can look more resources there. And also, if you have any question or comment, you can reach me at sanjay.jain@microsoft.com, spelled Sanjay, S-A-N-J-A-Y, .jain, J-A-I-N, @microsoft.com. Thank you.